The first time Bob Baffert brought a horse to the Triple Crown, he sought some advice from history through his good friend, turf rider Steve Haskin.
Well, that was something that I was never prepared for and had no idea how to go into it. And I remember after I won the Preakness, I called Steve Haskin up. I said, Steve, is there a way you could look up and find out the work pattern for a firm, Seattle Slough, and Secretariat? So he looked it up and he sent me the work patterns, and I thought, man, if I do that, I'm not going to have a horse left.
Baffert crafted a masterful Triple Crown run with Silver Charm, winning the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness, and then came the Belmont.
McCarran rode probably one of the best Belmont races ever. I just saw it unfolding the last 100 yards like, well, it's not going to happen. It's sort of like, all this way and you're exhausted, and then you know you're going to get beat the last 100 yards, and it was just tough. You know, with me, I was like, you know, you got the cameras in your faces, and they hit the wire, and Bob Lewis, he turned to me and said, that's a shame, Robert. And that was it.
The very next year, Baffert would entertain another Triple Crown bid with Real Quiet, a horse so narrow, he nicknamed him the Fish.
You know, we knew Victory Gallop was the horse to beat, and they turn for home, and Kent takes off. He's in front by five lengths, and I'm thinking he's coming down, and I keep looking for Victory Gallop, and he was making a run, but I thought we have a pretty good jump on him. And for an instant, I thought, man, I'm going to win the Triple Crown. It was like a different feeling, you know. And then all of a sudden I see here comes Victory Gallop. He's coming to us, and I wasn't sure what was going to happen. And then when they hit the wire, it was like, I know it was a head bob, and at the angle where I was sitting, it looked like he had won, but it was like, I think I won, but I'm not sure. But I kept thinking there was a lot of butts going on, but it was a different feeling. It wasn't like, you know, you're sort of glad it's over because you're exhausted. You're just really exhausted. It was really, you know, the photo, then there was an inquiry, and you're looking around at strangers like, I'm asking them, what do you think? You know, I'm asking everybody, oh, you got it, Bob. And some guy says, oh, I don't know. And I remember Wayne Lucas was sitting in front of me, and I said, Wayne, what do you think? And he says, you got it. And he walked off, and I'm thinking, well, you know, Wayne, he knows. But then all of a sudden, when the number came up, it was like, oh, what a, you know, how can you go a mile and a half and get beat a nose? I mean, that just, to me, that's why I say it's all fate. But it was an exciting run. And, you know, I felt good, you know, Silver Charm and Real Quiet, that I felt pretty good that, you know, they ran their races.
The Speedy War Emblem was an 11th hour purchase right before the Kentucky Derby and would give Baffert another shot at the Triple Crown.
That's the most nervous I think I've ever been for a race the night before. They were making a big deal out of it, and down deep, I thought, you know what? I don't like the way he's coming into this race. He looked great when he galloped here, but I just knew they were going to take him on. He was going to get his trip. The speed horses were lining up against him, and I knew it was going to be tough on him.
Back for an unprecedented fourth try at the Triple Crown, Baffert has a quiet optimism for American Pharoah.
I think I've got a really good horse. I think he's shown that he's a cut above. Right now, I feel like he's the best horse of the bunch. But he still has to get around there the mile and a half. You know, the pace is going to be important for him, and he's not going to be coming off the pace or anything like that. He's just a free-running horse. From day one, I've always thought he was something really special, and he's got a pretty good mind. When you watch him run, he looks like he's really enjoying it. That's what I love about him, because he's got that long stride and he throws those ears forward. You know, he just looks like he's having fun. And most of those horses, they get in there, they're battling other horses. And I think he knows that when he's in that groove, he knows he's better than them.
As good as American Pharoah is, Baffert knows this prize is elusive.
I think we have the horse to do it. He looks really well. He's come back and worked well. But at the back of my mind, I know how difficult it is. The old Laker coach, Pat Riley, they used this quote the other day, and in the Belmont is like, you know, in the championship games, there's winning and misery. That's it. So, you know, I know that.